Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ. I got sunshine
on a cloudy day. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, a local, national, and heavenly talk. For the next 120 minutes, I will be your close to humble host. Get ready for one of the more unique experiences on live radio. Here's the key to our show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, but we're going to try our best. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, are also known to others as Theology and the Three Stooges. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the day, also known as DDDs. A little discussion today about a show on a segment on Bill O'Reilly last night that has to do with salvation and works. You better get ready for that. Plus, we have an update on a case that we've been following that's called the Jonah case that has to do with our very good friend Charles Lemandry. We're going to discuss that as well. We also have life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but we probably won't. And here's the reason why.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Humor that will force you to think, was that funny? I'm not sure. The review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think he is, we're asking you, do you have any prayer requests or any praise reports? If you do, call us, 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. We've got sound effects placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with the show.
They're going to kill us.
I've been shot already.
I know.
What are we going to do?
We're not going to get paid, that's for sure.
That is such a funny line. We're not going to get paid, that's for sure. What are we doing? We're living life as a Christian doing that thingy, taking your phone calls and more. We also have a special guest in the second hour, a Palestinian Christian, and all in the same room with a Jewish Christian. What are you folks going to do? Compelling monologues, riveting interviews, fascinating callers. Is it lunchtime yet? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. When we come back, it's going to be overwhelming.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Wow! In addition to being experts at new roof construction, old roof repairs, remodeling and maintenance, did you know that Excalibur Roofing is also an expert in waterproofing? That's right. No water allowed. Sorry, rubber ducky. From using the top-of-the-line LifeDeck systems for deck coating to flat or sloping roofs, Excalibur Roofing covers the angles. Get it? With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in roofing classifications, plus testimonials from people just like you, you can count on Excalibur Roofing. Call 760-743-8803. That number again, 760-743-8803. Or go online to their website at excaliberroofing.com. The best part of all their estimates are free. Just give them a call. What have you got to lose? But leaks, not onions. 760-743-8803. For residential or commercial help, remember, Excalibur Roofing. They've got you covered.
Maranatha Christian Schools invites you to our open house extravaganza. On Thursday, February 12th, we are hosting an open house for the elementary and high school. Parents, grandparents, and guardians are invited to hear about the excellent academics, music, art, computers, robotics, and athletic programs that Maranatha Christian School provides. We actively promote our STEM program, and with our commitment to the arts, MCS is now STEAM-driven too. Our credentialed and experienced teachers care for their students and encourage them to excel academically, develop good character, and a sense of community. Map testing and compass learning also help to facilitate personalized learning. Since 1991, Maranatha Christian Schools has provided excellent education, and now you can come visit MCS and see for yourself how important you and your family are to us. Our teaching, coaching, and administrative staff are looking forward to meeting you at the open house Thursday, February 12th at 6 p.m. Please call us at 858-759-9737 or visit maranathachristianschools.org to learn more. That's maranathachristianschools.org.
Leon Patillo, that name can take you some time back to your rock and roll days of listening to Santana, or remind you of a more recent man filled with the Holy Spirit, using his musical gifts today to encourage, to bring joy, humor, inspiration, and excitement into the hearts of many while spreading the word of Jesus Christ.
Keep me from growing up.
On Sunday, March 1st, Leon Patillo will be doing a free concert, Santana to Hosanna, at La Jolla Presbyterian Church at 4 p.m. This free concert by Leon Patillo is presented by San Diego's own Urban Life, a strong local ministry helping young people transform neighborhoods through building people that love God. Santana to Hosanna with Leon Patillo will be a fun, family-friendly free concert on Sunday, March 1st, 4 p.m. at La Jolla Presbyterian Church, presented by Urban Life. Leon Patillo, free Sunday, March 1st, 4 p.m. at La Jolla Presbyterian Church. A free will offering will be taken in support of Urban Life at Sunday, March 1st, 4 p.m. at La Jolla Presbyterian Church.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
And it's true, and it's all because of you, and you wouldn't...
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. This is the kind of day I need 4 hours to do the show. That's all I'm going to tell you right now. This segment brought to you by Current Solar Contracting, our good friends Tom, Brittany, Baby, Joseph, and Maria.
I love that.
Current Solar Contracting, it's pretty simple. Take a look outside. See that? You know what you see right now? An opportunity to save money. Now, some of you who are driving on the freeway are going, no, I don't see that. Okay, for you, I'm going to give you a pass. But for everybody else, you see that? That sunshine can be turned into an opportunity to reduce your electric bill, and that is certainly worth the pursuit. Here's what we're saying. Give them a call at Current Solar Contracting, 619-272-0303. We know they're not the only solar business out there, so let's stop with that kind of nonsense, right? 619-272-0303. If you want to do business with somebody who's a Christian, if you want to do business with somebody that does not third-party anything that they do, but they do it all themselves, if you want to do it with somebody who's committed to the San Diego community, local community, on taking care of local charities and local businesses and in processing with local people, then you want to talk to them. You can go to any search engine and type in Current Solar Contracting. You can just simply type in currentsd.com. Have Brittany contact you. Have Joseph or Maria contact you. They come by for free. There's no cost. There's no requirements. There's nada. And if you decide you want to do business, great. And if not, you guys can pray together, and that's the end of that. See, now that is just not that complex, is it? I don't think so. Okay, let's get into the rage right away. So last night, as the wife and I were winding down on my delicious lean cuisine dinner, I was watching.
You're not going to want to know what I had.
Don't even tell me. I'm already depressed, and you haven't said a word. So,
Dave,
don't.
I had a lean cuisine dinner.
It was probably still better than mine. Mine was a little tough. Microwaves will do that. Anyway, I'm watching Bill O'Reilly, and I watch him. I watch the Fox News, and I watch, believe it or not, MSNBC, because if I'm feeling really blue, I need a laugh. So I'll turn them on. I don't watch CNN too much because you can never figure out if they are just trying to turn their whole station into like the late night poker thing or something. I can't figure out what they're doing. But anyway, so I'm watching the end of Bill O'Reilly, and he gets a viewer mail, and the viewer makes a comment to Bill because Bill made a comment that a person is going to get to heaven because they did these really good things. And so the viewer wrote an email saying good works won't be enough to earn a person a place in heaven. And Bill, with his face, without saying a word, did the mocking look. And you know what the mocking look is? That's when you come and tell me that corned beef's not great. I just turn my head and go, whatever. Right? Bill might have partially written a history book around the time of Jesus, but he's no theologian. The viewer was, in fact, correct. A person will never earn their place into heaven, and I'll explain to you why in one sentence. Ready? If you could earn your way into heaven, Jesus died in vain. What? If you can earn your way into heaven, Jesus died for nothing. Oh, let me back that up with scripture. Galatians chapter 2, verse 21. I do not nullify the grace of God, for if righteousness were through the law, then Christ died for no purpose. Period. In the King James, it says, in vain. Here's the bottom line. Ephesians 2, 8, 9 is not overly complex, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast. The dude can write a book about the history of Jesus but can't read verses? Come on. Here's the bottom line. The key verse is Galatians 2:21. Understanding that you do not nullify the grace of God, because if righteousness could come through the law, Jesus died for nothing. But you see, righteousness can't come through the law. It can't come about by works. And then you get into Ephesians 2, 8, 9, and you find out it's by grace that we've been saved. It's through faith. Specifically, it says in the passage, not of ourselves. I don't know. Could you get any clearer than not of ourselves? And then it says this, verse 9. This is Ephesians 2, 9. Not as a result of works. Now, I'm going to go out on a limb right now. When it says in Scripture, you are not saved as a result of works, then that means you are not saved as a result of works. In other words, you're not going to get in because of your good works. You are not going to earn heaven. You will never do enough to earn heaven, because it only takes one sin to separate you from God for all eternity. And if we remember, we've done the math before, a person who lives about 80 years runs somewhere in the deficit of close to 700,000 plus sins in a lifetime. That's a lot. That's more than one. Here's the bottom line. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God. Not as a result of works. Now, why is that? Why is it not a result of works? So that no one may boast, the scripture says. Why? So nobody can boast. It's about humility. It's about understanding that pride separates you from God. It's about God initiating, continuing, and finishing our salvation. It's not about what you and I do. It's about what he does for us, through us, to us. If you could be saved apart from the life of Christ, then Jesus died for nothing. That's not overly intelligent. That's just simplistic. If Jesus is not the reason for us to get through, then why did he have to die? What, to make a point? Okay, come on. How silly is that? Now, I happen to like certain things that Bill O'Reilly does and certain things that certain stations and certain people do. But that whenever a person takes a position of a theologian and then backs it up with just a smirk and doesn't use scripture to defend their position, I think they've stepped over themselves. And to use a phrase from somebody else in the past, that's above his pay grade. He should just take a step back and smile and do more stuff with Dennis Miller. Because Dennis Miller's funny. I like Dennis. Okay, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, we're going to be looking at an unbelievable story that just broke yesterday. Don't go anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Hey, Roger, it's Michael. I just want to give you a call and tell you thank you, and especially to your team members there. I just checked my credit score on one of the major credit companies, and it has went from 530 to 735. So I'm very impressed how you've been able to help us. Our mortgage expert announced that we're going to be able to qualify for a loan. So I just want to call and say thanks and hope you can help other people like you're helping us.
After being turned down for a mortgage, Michael thought his bad credit from years ago would never allow him to qualify for a home. A few short months after he hired Fortress Credit Pros to fix his credit, Michael's score increased nearly 200 points and he was able to buy a home. To find out what Fortress Credit Pros can do for you, visit badcreditisachoice.com. That's badcreditisachoice.com, or call them for a free consultation at 888-900-3678. That's 888-900-3678. Call 888-900-3678.
Love is in the air. Enter to win a pair of tickets to the Relationship Conference with Matt Chandler at The Rock Church and dinner for two at the Corvette Diner in Point Loma. Join us for this great relationship conference while creating a memorable and romantic experience with your loved one by strengthening your relationship with Christ and each other. Enter to win in just a few easy steps at kprz.com and share the love about this great event with your friends and family. P.S. The $35 per person early lover special ends soon.
Visit kprz.com to learn more about The Rock Church's Relationship Conference with Matt Chandler. Get the relationships in your life kickstarted and don't miss this two-day conference on Friday, March 6th, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. and Saturday, March 7th, 9 p.m. to noon.
And you better hurry because the $35 per person early lovebird special ends soon.
My name is David Spoon, and my friends at Genesis Recovery work with our family, friends, and neighbors who find themselves at the brink of life. They help the walking wounded who long for a new start, a new beginning in life.
Hi, my name is Tommy Hathorn. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Genesis Recovery is a state-licensed, faith-based treatment center located in the hills of San Diego's East County. Our mission is to save those in bondage to drugs and alcohol. We focus on the restoration of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health with Jesus Christ as our focal point. If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, Genesis Recovery is here to help. You can learn more about us by visiting our website at genesisrecoverysandiego.com, or you can call us at 619-797-7319. Please remember us in your prayers, and if it's on your heart to help those without resources, you can make a tax-deductible donation to sponsor a scholarship. Visit our website at genesisrecoverysandiego.com. At Genesis Recovery San Diego, we foster an environment where Jesus sets the captives free.
KPRZ presents our craziest show yet, America's most popular live stage show for you and your daughter. It's the Secret Keeper Girl Crazy Hair Tour, created by best-selling author Dana Gresh. The most fun a mom and daughter will ever have digging into God's Word while laughing and singing together. Secret Keeper Girl is a special mother-daughter event that promotes biblical modesty, purity, and real inner beauty, presented in a super fun and safe environment with live worship. Join us Sunday, February 22nd at Foothills Christian Church in El Cajon, or Friday, February 27th at Calvary Chapel Oceanside at 6:30 p.m. Come experience what over a million moms and daughters have enjoyed around the country. Your daughter and you will have a blast. To learn more and to order your tickets today, go to secretkeepergirl.com. That's secretkeepergirl.com.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. A couple things to let you know. If you want to reach the show, you can do so by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Also, I got a question that I kind of want to pose to people before we get into our next segment. So I'm going to open up the phones a little bit. It's not for deep discussion, a lot of, you know, but it is to give you an opportunity to express how you feel about this particular issue. And let me tell you what the issue is, and then you can decide whether you want to get involved or not. We talked about this before. This comes out of Florida. There's a county in Florida that has banned the giving away of Bibles. Now, we talked about this about 2 weeks ago and then again about 3 weeks ago. And the reason that they have given, the county has given the ban, it started at a school district, and then Orlando went into the county of Orlando and it said, no, we're not allowing Bibles to be given out. And the reason that they don't want to allow Bibles to be given out is because they would have to allow satanic materials to also be given out. They can't just give out one. In my position, and this is a position I took, and I know that there's some people that agree and disagree. That's kind of why I'm opening it up. My position is I don't care if they want to give away other material as long as they're giving away the biblical material and the truth. And the reason that I have is this. I believe that the truth prevails against the lie. I believe Satan, as Jesus defined him in John chapter 8, is the father of lies. And I believe any material that comes from him or from the world is full of lies. And I believe the truth prevails against lies. So I have more confidence in the truth and less fear of the lie. The problem is in my mind, if you give no truth and no lie, nobody hears nothing. And I would rather have Bibles given out, and if they have to give out other materials like Satanic, just fine, give them out. And let's see. Actually, this is what I wrote, my note. I put, let the chips fall where they may. In other words, if God's truth is true, and we're not afraid that it's true, then fine. Then give out whatever materials. Who cares? Now, that's not to say that you can give pornography to kids when somebody's going to call and say that that's not the wrong direction. What we're talking about is, would you give alternate belief or faith systems in order to be able to still give out the truth, or would your position be more, I want nothing giving out, and then hopefully they get exposed to the truth at some point? So if you have a position on that, give us a call at 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. Now, along these lines, and again, if you're a person, you're a parent, and if you have a school, I mean, it's just simple stuff, and you might have the position. It doesn't bother me if you and I disagree on stuff. That's okay, because you think baseball is the greatest sport in the world. And,
well,
you know,
of course it is.
Yeah, so we're already in disagreement there. So the point is, would you say, no, they should be able to give out Bibles, even if they give out other material, or would you rather say, no, nobody gives out anything? What would be your, as a parent?
I kind of actually, like, I was thinking about it as you were talking about it, and I think because God's word is the truth, fine. Everybody should be able to give out all the materials on their religion, and as you said, let the chips fall where they may, because God's plan is going to prevail in the end.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm coming from. And by the way, this question of the day, just in case you didn't know, I love this question. So it's 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. If you have a position, you agree that they should, you're agreeing with me or disagree with me, not going to hurt my feelings. I've got plenty of people in my life that disagree with me on a daily basis. Nonetheless, is all the people that I drive home next to. It's just one of those things, I can't help you. I do want to tell you, this segment is being brought to you by Excalibur Roofing. And I got to tell you something about Eric and Ingrid. I'm telling you right now, Eric sent me a kind of an idea for a script, which I wrote today, and we did some recording today. You are going to hear, up and coming, the funniest commercial in radio that I think you may have ever heard in your life. How about that for a bold statement?
I mean, Has there been amendments to it since I heard about the preview yesterday?
Yeah, it's taken that to that next level. It's very, very funny stuff. And here's the bottom line why I want you to do it. Because I want you to have an association in your mind when you hear the show. Excalibur Roofing, if you have any roofing needs whatsoever, are people that you can rely on. If you're taking the time to listen to the show and you've listened more than once, first of all, buy more aspirin. Second, be aware that people like Eric and Ingrid at Excalibur Roofing help sponsor this show so it can be on the air every day. Now, there's going to be some people that are going to be like, okay, can they stop that now? But here's the bottom line. Eric has been a sponsor with me for about a year and a half, maybe closing in on 2 years. And they do such good work that when I do a remote, people come and show me their work and tell me how nice they are. Here's all I'm saying. I'll just make this real easy. If you have a roofing issue, get in touch with Eric or Ingrid at Excalibur Roofing. Either go to excaliburroofing.com or just call them. How about that? It's just super simple. 760-743-8803. That kind of keeps it easy. All right. Now, going back to that question, and this is one of the things that I talked to Russell Shubin about out of the Corporate Salem Group. Him and I had this discussion about people making decisions on whether to allow materials to come forward or not come forward. And I understand there's a lot of negative material that is in the world. But I hearken back, and there's that hearken word again, onto Acts chapter 17, and where Paul is engaged with the people at Mars Hill, which is a place where they're all talking about all these different religions. And Paul doesn't go there and go, stop talking about all those other religions. He looks for that open door to talk about the Christian faith, uses that open door, and then communicates the truth. It's so impacting, they ask him to speak again, and there are thousands of people that are responding to his message, both positive and negative, but he's making proclamation of the truth. The fact is, not everybody is getting in, but our job is to make that proclamation everywhere. And then the people who are coming in, they're coming in. And so to me, it's like, why restrict? They're already doing so much restrictive work in regards to scripture. in regards to allowing the Bible. I'm for letting the Bible be passed out. Let it be passed out at a school district. Who cares? I like that idea. I'm not opposed to that. I would rather see it. But I do understand the concern. It's not like I'm heartless. Well, mostly it's not like I'm heartless. Okay. For the most part, I'm not heartless. Okay. I have a heart, and that's what counts. Okay. So, I mean, we've got some people calling in. It's one of those things where if they want to come in the air, they're welcome to, but they don't have to. It's a thought. It's like, do you allow the truth to be shared in that capacity, or do you instead just pull everything back and hope that they'll encounter the gospel or the truth or the Bible in some other or secondary fashion or another process or another way? So that's kind of where I'm coming from. That's kind of my mindset. So that you can know, it's a thought process. 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. What, do we have a caller that we want him to hold? We got a new caller?
No, we got time, and she wants to chime in on the question.
Sure. What's her name?
Teresa.
Teresa. Have Teresa come on the show.
Hey, Dave.
Hey,
how
Teresa.
Are you?
I'm doing great. How you doing, Teresa?
I'm doing great. I'm right there with you.
Okay,
I
see?
I totally agree.
Well, I appreciate that. Tell me why you think, like, do you think like I do? Like, hey, let's see the truth, fight against
absolutely.
The lies?
Absolutely. I think that, like you said, the truth will prevail. Give them everything they got, and ultimately, God's word will totally reign. They'll be able to sort it out for themselves. There's no doubt in my mind that that's what'll happen.
Yeah, and I think you go when you as you're a Bible believing Christian, you think of what Jesus said. You know, there's nothing that's going to change the truth. That book is something that God wrote, given to man. I know that people are like, oh well, it's all messed up by man. It's like, dude, God can create the universe. He can write a book. Sit down, relax.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
That mindset is important,
yep.
Isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, I've read, you know, so many different things, and I see things, and I'm like, oh, well, isn't that interesting? It's kind of like the Bible, but it's not.
Good line. That's a good line, Teresa, right there. It's kind of like that, but it's not.
It's not.
Good job right there.
I want it to be, but it's not.
So from your point of view, you're kind of with me on, let's just let the truth out there. We believe the truth is the truth and can stand up against any enemy of it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Heads up. It's not going to fall.
Excellent job, Teresa. I appreciate that. Even if you disagreed with me, you did a great job in communicating it, so I appreciate you taking the time.
I don't disagree with you at all.
Yeah.
Ultimately, it's just going to stand on its own because it always has, and it always will.
It always will. That's right. No jot or tittle is going to pass away. And I just want to say, I'll send you the $20 later. Oh, no, I'm kidding. Thanks for calling the show.
You do an awesome job. I so appreciate you.
Oh,
thank
you
so much.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right. God bless you. All right, see, Teresa's kind of on the same page as you and I, Robert Bruce. That's good. All right, we'll take our break. We'll come back. We got more stuff to handle. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We're coming right back.
For your love.
About the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
At Big O Tires, buy two select tires in stock, get two free, Friday through Monday only, 7 a.m. till closing. With purchase of any alignment and tire protection package, get two free tires when you buy two, Friday through Monday only. For your nearest participating Big O Tires, go to BigOTires.com.
You know what? There is absolutely no reason. Don't spend another year being uncomfortable in your own home. You and your family should be warm in the winter and cool in the summer. The air you breathe in your home should be clean and fresh and safe. Home Comfort USA has the solution with three generations of local experience and a heart to serve. The guys at Home Comfort USA are the trusted experts at heating, air conditioning, and indoor air quality. So whether you need a simple repair or a whole new system, call the Comfort Guys.
Home Comfort USA.
factory fresh tune-ups, just $69.
Home Comfort USA.
Whole new systems starting as low as $39.95.
Home Comfort USA.
Wow, and now with 5 years no interest or payments starting at only $99 a month, there's no reason to wait. 858-866-8637.
Call the Comfort Guys. We're there.
858-866-8637. CSLB number 974908.
Home Comfort USA.
Wow! In addition to being experts at new roof construction, old roof repairs, remodeling and maintenance, did you know that Excalibur Roofing is also an expert in waterproofing? That's right. No water allowed. Sorry, Rubber Ducky. From using the top-of-the-line LifeDeck systems for deck coating to flat or sloping roofs, Excalibur Roofing covers the angles. Get it? With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in roofing classifications, plus testimonials from people just like you, you can count on Excalibur Roofing. Call 760-743-8803. That number again, 760-743-8803. Or go online to their website at excaliburroofing.com. The best part of all their estimates are free. Just give them a call. What have you got to lose? But leaks, not onions. 760-743-8803. For residential or commercial help, remember, Excalibur Roofing. They've got you covered.
The people of Uganda need the gospel. New believers need churches, and these churches need pastors. I'm Pastor Onesmus Ngoboka, a graduate of Southern California Seminary. I'll return to Uganda to start a Bible school so I can pass on biblical training to other pastors who will start new churches. Whitefields has joined me in this vision to provide support for pastors planting churches in the villages of Uganda. Because Whitefields understands no pastor should be a stranger, they are supporting local pastors to reach our own people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Will your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities? Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
You know, oil prices have dropped in a big way, and gas prices have followed. But did you know that as a result, mortgage rates have come down too? They're now lower than they've been since June of 2013. So if you've closed a home loan in the last year and a half, make the cash call at 866-590-CASH for a lower rate. Like today's 15-year fixed refi at 2.875% rate and APR with no closing costs. You can probably save with a lower payment, pull tens of thousands out of your home, or maybe do both. And we can refinance you with no closing costs. None. Because at Cash Call, we are designed to save. So make the cash call at 866-590-CASH. That's 866-590-CASH.
Cash Call Inc., Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lenders Law License Number 603-8780, NMLS Number 38512.
That's 866-590-CASH. 866-590-CASH.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Quick reminder, we do quick reminders around here, especially when I can say the word reminder, then we really do those reminders. Anyway, if you want to go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment, which I like comments, but it's up to people. I mean, we've had a lot of likes lately, so it's kind of cool. We've typical national, but we've gotten a lot more than normal. I do want to say good job by Teresa on calling in and sharing her position. Now, it is a fortunate conversation that it was the same as mine, but it doesn't have to be the same as mine. But her and I think we see it the same, is that the Word of God stands forever, and we are not afraid of people challenging that with other attempted truths. As Christians, it's pretty easy. They point to definitive bones in a grave, and we point to an empty tomb. I think that's pretty solid. I'm not worried about that. I do want to remind people, one of our sponsors is Whitefields and Whitefields Ministry with Steve Wheeler. Great guy, great people. Here's their mindset. I just want to make sure we're kind of on the same page when we talk about it. What Whitefields does is they find in a village or in a culture, in a language of people, a person who has made a decision and senses the call of ministry in their lives. They put that person through training, seminar training, and then what they do as a ministry is they pay for that person. They pay their salary, and usually those salaries are like $400 or $500 a month, and they pay for that person to be a full-time minister in that village, so that the village can find the gospel through somebody who lives there and is not a stranger to them coming in. And they, you know, it's a really powerful element. It's not the only way to do missions by any means, but it's a very powerful and effective tool. And we support that. We support them in different ways. We support different ministries doing different things. In fact, we support anybody anywhere who's advancing the kingdom of God in any genuine fashion. We just think that's great. In Whitefield's case, Steve and I have a great connection. Might be a nice way to put that. And he's just, when you talk to him, you just know where his heart is. You know where they're going. And you just want to do whatever you can to support them. Their slogan, their process is no pastor in a place should be a stranger. It shouldn't be somebody coming in from the outside. And I like the way that they approach it. They got a really soft spirit about it. You go to whitefields.org. That's whitefields.org. Or you call 760-846-8610. That's 760-846-8610. The thing about whitefields.org that Steve does, he's got the coolest videos. They show all these videos and these testimonies of people. It's just cool stuff. So, you know, big, big props for them, big encouragement. All right, let me reset the question that we started with earlier, and then I'm going to come back. I've got like 30 news stories, like 50 DDDs. I'm never going to get to all this stuff. But the whole point of the question of the day has to do with the county in Florida banning Bibles from being even out at a school, because if they did, they would also have to give out other materials from other faiths. My position in that personally was, so what? Give it all out. Let the Bible get out there as often as possible to as many people as possible. I think there's a recognition, at least to some degree, no matter whether you believe in election and predestination outside of free will, or you believe that free will is connected to the ultimate of election, to the ultimate of foreknowledge and choosing, one way or another, it's still, we have to have the proclamation of the word. The word has to get out there. So either way, no matter where you stand on soteriology, which is the study of salvation, no matter where you stand on that, you still have to understand that there's got to be a proclamation of the gospel. The Bible has to be put forth. The word of God has to be preached into the uttermost places of the earth. Do you agree or disagree with me? This is a agree with you, disagree with you. You know, don't hate you, just disagree with you kind of thing. Do you agree? I think they should give out the Bibles and any other material they think that they're forced to give in order to get as many Bibles out there as is possible. 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. That's 866-K-PRAISE if you would like to share. And if you call and you're like, I really don't want to go on the air, then just tell Robo Producer, you know, I agree, I think it's this, or disagree, I think it's this. Nobody's going to scream and yell and holler. I did that yesterday. We were talking about the deli, the kosher deli. I already went through that. I got that out of my system. All right,
time
I do.
Kinder, softer, gentler, Dave.
Yeah. Yeah, that lasts usually until either there's some kind of sporting event or the administration says anything else, because anytime they say anything, you're just like, there was a great old quote. Now, this is much older than this administration, but it is funny. And that is, how do you know if the, this goes back actually to the 30s. How do you know if this administration is lying? And the answer is they're talking. Anyway, come on, that's funny. It's what do you need to know? That should be your lesson of life. Wow. Whoever said that was right on. Smart person right there. We're so far past me being able to do what I wanted to do on this. I can't even read this other piece. I'm just discombobulated. I don't know if that's really the word. I'm not really discombobulated. Here's something I do want to say. Philippians 2:8. We'll go right into this for about 3 minutes. Really good piece right here. I came across this morning, Philippians 2:8, and this is referring to Jesus. Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Now, I read this, and I thought, okay, I've read this so many times, I know. And then I went back, and I looked at the beginning of that verse again, and it says, being found in the appearance as a man. And then I thought in my very little brain, wait a minute. This is talking about the fact that Jesus was, in a way we don't fully understand, he was God, and then he took on the appearance and the form of man. And he humbled himself for our sake. He went from God to man. And it's like, what? And it's like, first of all, A, I don't know how far I can go in that process. I don't know how humble. I mean, the question I wrote is, what humble position are we willing to take to advance the kingdom of God? If there's a humble position that the Lord set before us, are we willing to take it? Are we willing to seize it? And then consider Jesus, who humbled himself so much, he went from God to man. And I just think that's dramatic. That's fantastic. It's outstanding because it tells you how low he was willing to go, how far down, so to speak, he was willing to go. I mean, from God to man is a lot more devastating than from man to ant. And it's like, wow, Jesus did that because he loves us. He was willing to do that, even to the point of suffering death at the hands of his very own creation, because he loves us. So my question is, how humble? That was actually the name of this DDD. How humble? How humble are we willing to be? How humble of a position are we willing to take? And then the response to that is, look at Jesus, because he went from God to man, definitively a step down. I mean, there's not much argument there. And he did that because he loves us. So how far are we willing to go? What are we willing to do? It's a marvelous thought process. Being found in the appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. Wow. Very cool. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. We're coming right back with some more DDDs and more questions and more stories. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
You wouldn't leave your car unprotected, so why leave your identity unprotected? Nearly 500,000 cars were stolen in 2012. For every car stolen, 34 people had their identities stolen. Identity thieves can take your money, damage your credit, and wreak havoc on your life. Help protect yourself with LifeLock Ultimate Plus, the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. It provides protection for your social security number, bank accounts, investments, even the equity in your home. Your bank may alert you to suspicious credit or debit card activity, but a thief could still open new accounts in your name, and your credit report may only tell you after your identity's been compromised. While no one can stop all identity theft, LifeLock Ultimate Plus watches out for you in ways that banks and credit card companies alone just can't. Visit LifeLock.com and use promo code AWARE or call and mention AWARE to save 10%. Call 1-800-838-6010. 800-838-6010. 800-838-6010. Network does not cover all transactions.
Kevin Davis here with Tracy from Monta Vista Village. Tracy, you guys got some new openings, don't you?
We do, Kevin. Right now, we've got some great opportunities for your listeners to join our community. We have a two-bedroom apartment coming available, which hasn't happened in 3 years. And for your listeners who are really quite independent but would love to get rid of the house and lead a simpler life, we have a one-bedroom apartment, $900 off the regular price, with minimal services included. Also, keep an eye out for our special February insert in the UT. Kevin, I'm always talking that Monta Vista Village is simply another living option, right up there with living in a condo or a house. So don't don't think you have to have a medical need to be here. The majority of my independent residents were just tired of the house and looking for more social opportunities. Call us at 619-465-1331. See what opportunities await you and see what your life could be like here at Monta Vista Village.
Once again, that number is 619-465-1331 or online at MontaVistaVillage.com. License number 374-600-564.
Do you want to make a difference while earning extra income? Do you have an extra bedroom that's unused? Make your house a home for someone special. California Mentor is passionate about matching adults with special needs with loving families like yours. Bring your heart and your home while earning a generous monthly stipend. For more information, go to mentorswanted.com or call 855-MENTOR-2. That's 855-MENTOR-2. 855-636-8672.
Chris George, General Manager, Team Kia of El Cajon. Tell us about the Team Kia Vows of Assurance.
So the Vows of Assurance, it's really an effort to communicate to the people that you can't buy the wrong car. You buy something, you really don't like it, we'll exchange it. You can drive as many cars as you want. Just kick tires, open doors, take cars out, go show your wife, go show your husband. Don't show your wife or husband, and they get you in trouble. You know, use this as a resource.
Go to TeamKiaOfElCajon.com today and get a free tire rotation, brake inspection, and alignment quick check.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Quick reminder, you want to reach the show, you can do so by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. This segment brought to you by Genesis Recovery and our very good friend Tommy Hawthorne and gang. And here's what they're doing. They're helping guys who are enslaved by drugs and alcohol to break free using redemption and sobriety is the weapons. The redemption comes through Jesus Christ. The sobriety comes through the 12-step program. Here's what we want to tell you. GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com is the website. And if you are a person in need, give them a call at 619-797-7319. That's 619-797-7319. Okay, there's a couple things that I want to get to. There's just way too much material. There is one thing in particular I want to talk about, and that is we're not actually doing history, but you probably need to take notes for this robo-producer because it is today is Lincoln's birthday. If you were not aware of that, Lincoln's birthday is February 12th. Abraham Lincoln, the 16th president, was the president from March 1861 to April 1865 when he was assassinated. He was one of the few presidents that successfully led the United States through military and moral crisis, something that this administration has quite failed to do. One of the things that he did, though, that a lot of people don't recognize, and I want to take a few moments to talk about this, is he was mostly a self-educated country lawyer. That's what people don't realize. He was mostly a self-educated country lawyer. And if you listen to what certain people say, people like Howard Dean, it's not okay from Howard Dean's point of view to be self-educated because if you don't have a diploma from a college that he has some kind of respect for, he does not think you should be the president of the United States. Hence, Abraham Lincoln would not have qualified to be president under Howard Dean's list of qualifications. Okay? So let's just kind of deal with that at a real honest level. I just want to make sure that everybody understands that. For those that do not know, Bill Gates does not have a college degree. So I just making sure people know that. Okay? Yet. Yeah, I mean, pretty impactful. I think it's pretty funny that he's real happy with somebody who snorted cocaine but didn't get a degree. Come on. I mean, the idea. So he's mad that somebody who's running for office didn't complete a degree because he doesn't think a person can be president without a formalized degree. I just want to say this in lieu of that because I'm a person that has a degree. I just want to say this real quickly. What a nut job. Are you kidding me? First of all, Jesus didn't have a degree. I don't know. How do you do? I'm just asking, right? The disciples were, wait, get this. Fishermen. Hey, you know what fishermen are like? Laborers. You know what they didn't have? A degree in mechanics. But you know what they did? They changed the world through the Holy Spirit. Wow! So this idea that you have, this idea that Christians have to have a certain level of education based on the world is pretty worldly. It's pretty not a great idea to think along those lines. Here's what I'd say. If Abraham Lincoln wasn't qualified to be president, shut her down. It's over. I mean, that was the guy that God picked at the moment so that the nation didn't implode. I'm sorry, he was self-educated. At least he sought to learn. From that point of view, I think, wow, what a great president. Anybody that can scream that loud trying to be president and cut down one of maybe the three or four greatest presidents, certainly in the top three of all time for this country, there's something wrong. There's just something wrong. What kind of snooty, pride-filled, man is superior to all other attitudes is what is going on? Does that not just make you think, well, gosh, you think of the disciples. Jesus picked four of those 12 were fishermen. Peter, James, and John, three. Andrew really didn't do too well in that scenario, but the three of them were fishermen. They were the three that were so, it was so intense. It's like, come on. You going to tell me because he doesn't got a degree from, somebody doesn't have a degree from Yale or from Harvard, they don't have a degree from Harvard, so they're not really appropriate to be the president. Uh-huh. This is my comment. You know who I'm going to vote for? Whoever I think will pray the most. Because at this point, I don't care what college he went to. I don't care what he did when he was in college. You know, they're making a big deal about Jeb Bush doing this or being a boy. Hey, you know what I care about? Can that person get down on their hands and knees and pray and ask God to help? I'd be interested in that qualification. I'm more interested in the humble one. Not the, I'm overly educated, therefore I am more than qualified, you will do what I say. All I want to do is rule the world. So I just want to say happy birthday from the people that appreciate Abraham Lincoln. And for those that don't like self-education, really, go to the bank, take out a loan, and buy a clue. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. When we come back, we're actually doing our Facebook post early, and it's a doozy. Don't go anywhere.
Celebrate you, baby. I have to praise you like I should.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.